We wanted to take a moment on today's show to celebrate a great man. Mm. It's Bert Newton's memorial this morning at St. Patrick's at 10 a.m. It'll be being streamed live on
all across Australia,
all across Channel 9, mm. Channel 7, Channel 10. I'm going to be there, and I was even thinking, gee, this is going to be a really emotional morning. And it's hard to imagine Melbourne entertainment, this industry, without Bert Newton.
Oh, we've all grown up with him.
Because we all grew up with him, and I've personally known him, and, you know, that's something that even I remember how starstruck I was. I was doing a drive show on Triple M in 2003, 2004, and with Marty Sheargold. And Marty and I went along to be interviewed on Good Morning Australia. See, GMA. I mean, that's just teenage years watching GMA, staying home from school, getting to watch Bert on GMA. And I remember, I'm a guest on Good Morning Australia. I was like so blown away. And my granny, who was 93 at the time, loved Bert. And we took her along. So Mum came and we got Granny there, and it was at the Como and Channel 10 there in South Yarra, Como Centre.
That's three generations.
Yes.
Going to see the same bloke. That's pretty massive.
Isn't it? You know? And all as excited. Yeah. So you got me, and I would have been like 24, 25 at the time. I'm like about to meet Bert Newton, and Granny was 93, excited. Anyway, we went there, and as with most television shows, it's a busy time. Bert is hosting a show and he's concentrating on that. And I went on, was interviewed by him, very starstruck. And then I just mentioned to him, I said, oh, my granny's come along because she loves you. And he stopped down the production to go back into the green room to meet my granny. And my granny, she's got she had a huge personality from Belfast, thick Irish accent, and she was really obviously starstruck too. And he was so wonderful with her. He held her hands. He was crying because she reminded him so much of his mum. And he didn't leave. Like, it was one of those, you know, a lot of TV people, hi, nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Great. You want a selfie? Okay. Out of the room. He just didn't. He was chatting with her. He gave her so much time, which obviously meant so much to Mum and I. And I just remember thinking, you are just a truly amazing, wonderful human to be as famous as Bert Newton, but to give everybody the time of day with such warmth and generosity and real warmth, not the pretend showbiz warmth. He was a very special man.
You know, when someone passes and then the first couple of weeks or something, it's like people will be like, oh, yeah, you know, he was a great man. But then there'll be other people saying, oh, well, this happened. And some skeletons come out about some bad people. This bloke, not one bad word has been said about him at all. He was such a beautiful human. And the things that he kept quiet that he did for people, and he said, never tell them, only tell them when I go to the grave. So virtually take that. And people like Peter Ford, who have come out and told those stories, how he took a Logie to someone in palliative care. And mate, for a bloke to do that in that time was unbelievable. I got caught up in a sort of a Twitter thing online, reading all the stuff about him and the stuff that he did that nobody knew about.
I know.
And he didn't want people to know about. And that just shows how good a human he was. And today will be a celebration. It'll be sad, but it'll be some really, really good stories. It'll be a privilege to be there. It'll be amazing to
it
be
is.
There.
And he, I mean, Bert Newton deserves this send-off, this state funeral.
Paddy will make it funny.
Well, Paddy, our hearts go out to Paddy and Lauren and Matt and the kids. And, you know, it's a very, very, very,
very
sad time.
Day.
But we'd like to remember Bert Newton here on the show.
Oh, well, ain't you that Bert Newton?
Yes, I am, as a matter of fact. Would you take me, please, to Channel 9?
Wait till my missus finds out that I've had Bert Newton in the car. Oh, she loves you.
Your Majesty, Your Royal Highness, the Government of New South Wales, the people of New South Wales, welcome you to a concert in your honour.
I hope that at some stage I have the opportunity of entertaining you again. Anywhere in Australia, not necessarily the ABC, Channel 7, Channel 9, Channel 0, Channel 10, anywhere.
It's a pleasure to be here because one of my true loves in the industry has been the Logies right from day one. And as I look out on the audience, I've got to be honest, there are many faces that I know from the screen but don't know them personally. You might feel the same way, you know, where's this old come from?
The fleecy cloud may kiss the sky, the rose may kiss the butterfly, the evening mist may kiss the grass, and you, my friend, good health.